From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. With us to Let the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter. And in just a few moments, in fact, after some words in song, he'll be turning our thoughts to Isaiah 66 and verse 13. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. So be sure to stay with us to hear the Lord's message.
Morning. Our Bible reading for today is from Isaiah 66 verse 13. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Here the Lord is speaking to his ancient people in the day of Isaiah. And in this chapter, God promises to richly bless his people after their return from captivity in Babylon. And this promise of future blessing was a source of great comfort to the Lord's people in the day of Isaiah. And the Lord refers to this comfort in verse 13 when he says, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And just as these words were a consolation to God's people in Isaiah's day, so they are also a great comfort to the Lord's people today. And it's for that particular reason that I want you, child of God, to consider this verse with me. There are three things to note regarding the Lord's comfort to his people. First of all, the one who promises to give comfort in this verse. In verses 12 and 13 of Isaiah 66, it says, "For thus saith the Lord, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Here we see that it is not an angel or a minister or a saint who promises to comfort God's people. Rather, it is the Lord himself. And this is something that God has covenanted to do for all of his people, as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Romans 15, verse 5, God the Father is given the wonderful title of the God of Consolation. In Luke 2, verse 25, Christ the Son is given the title of the Consolation of Israel. In John 15, verse 26, the Holy Spirit is given the title of the Comforter of God's people, for it says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." Now, when we think of the triune God being the one who has promised to comfort, we can say that he comforts his people in different ways. He can comfort us by his providence. This is what Paul was surely thinking of in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, when he says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort." Christian, like the spokes at the bottom of a wheel, you may be led low due to some trial. Well, by God turning the wheel of providence in your life, you can be raised up again, just as spokes are raised when the wheel turns. Also, God comforts us by his peace ruling and reigning in our hearts. John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Sometimes it's not God's will to take away our burdens, but if that is so, then he will give us his wonderful peace that we may bear the trial with great joy. Also, God comforts us by his provision. When trouble comes our way, he can provide us with strength to meet that trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." When temptation comes our way, he can provide a way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says, "Here hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." In Isaiah 41, verse 10, the Lord says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Christian, here is a promise of God's provision that holds good for every situation you will ever have to face in life. Think of a kaleidoscope and its different colors. When you notice the same of God's people, they have all different needs, but such is God's comfort. He can meet all the needs of his people at any point in time. Then secondly, note the manner in which God comforts his people. Verse 13 says, "As one whom his mother comforteth." When God speaks here about this comfort in this verse, he uses the comparison of a mother. A mother comforts her child with great tenderness. And it's with the same tenderness that the Lord comforts his people. When we are hurting, the Lord draws near to us. He communes with our soul. He lifts us up with his grace and power. In Isaiah 63, verse 9, he says, "In all their affliction he was afflicted. The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old." Also, a mother comforts her child with great sympathy. And this is how the Lord sympathizes with us. When we are touched, he is touched. Hebrews 4, verse 15 says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." Also, a mother comforts her child with great perseverance. And likewise, the Lord comforts with great perseverance. In Philippians 1, verse 6, it says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Also, a mother comforts her child wisely. And the Lord does the same with his people. If we go astray, he chastens us. But when we are in need, he gives us the appropriate comfort. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 5 says, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." And then a mother comforts her child all her life. And this is how the Lord comforts his own. His love knows no change. In Jeremiah 31 verse 3 he says, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love." Child of God, are you in need of the Lord's comfort today? Then go to him this day in prayer and ask for comfort. His love is an everlasting love, and thus he will never turn you away. Then thirdly, notice the place where God has promised to comfort. In our verse, the Lord promised that he would comfort his people in Jerusalem. Verse 13 says, "And ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Now the immediate context of this chapter concerns Israel's return to Jerusalem after 70 years of captivity. And during that period, Jerusalem was a city of ruins, of destruction, plundered by the enemy. Yet in that very same place, a place of great trouble, God promised to comfort his people again. And surely, believer in Christ, this teaches you that even in the midst of your sorest troubles, the Lord is able to comfort you. In the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 8, the prophet says, "When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." But then there is another lesson for you to glean from this place of Jerusalem, as well as being that place of destruction. It was also the place of worship. Here the temple was to be rebuilt again. And surely this would teach you, dear Christian, that the place where God will especially comfort your heart is in the house of God, in the place of public prayer, in the place of public worship, where you meet together with the Lord's people. Yes, David himself knew the worth of such comfort, for in Psalm 122 verse 1 he says, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Child of God, in the day of crisis, do all you can to be at God's house where his word is faithfully preached. Do all you can to be at the public place of prayer. Do all you can to attend the rest of God's public ordinances for his people, for here you will find great rest and blessing for your soul in the day of trouble. Yes, in our verse the Lord says, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Just in closing, to you who are still unsaved, if you are to know this comfort, then you must start at the cross. Yes, you must come by faith to Christ as Saviour and partake of his salvation. You must repent of your sin and trust him to save and to cleanse you from your sin. When you do so, God will forgive your sin. He will comfort your soul for time and eternity by one day bringing you safely into heaven. John 6 verse 35, he says, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." May you come this day in faith unto Christ for salvation. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.